My name is Peter with the Mining Justice Alliance. We're here in front of the Gold Corp headquarters, Brard 666, the number of the beast. A lot of people don't know that the majority of mining companies in the world are located in Canada, and the majority of those are located in BC. And in Vancouver in particular, and there's not a lot of organizing that happens against it. We're heeding a call from people at the People's Summit in Rio, who put forward the first annual Continental Day of Action against massive resource extraction projects. And a lot of their wording is specifically targeted against Canadian companies, because Canadian companies have been infringing upon Indigenous sovereignty rights and huge environmental destruction without consultation with the people affected. We tried to get to the headquarters of Goldcorp today to deliver the findings of a health tribunal in Guatemala that put together the findings of the people most affected in a mine that Goldcorp owns and runs and has had huge negative effects on people's health. And we were going to deliver it to the headquarters. Unfortunately, they are a bit of a lockdown headquarters, and we weren't able to get up there. I think we're trying to bring attention to the issue of mining injustice here in Vancouver, hopefully get more people to be aware of it and organize around it. And we're hoping to, like, escalate, especially since, like, the Canadian economy is so dependent on this really destructive practice. And so many Canadians benefit from this practice, and yet they're completely unaware of the negative and destructive effects that they have on other people.
Could you speak more about the background of your organization?
The Mining Justice Alliance started, I think, about 2 years ago. And we're a network of different groups, and they got organized around when the SFU Center for Performing Arts was named Goldcorp Center for Performing Arts without any consultation from the students or the community. And that's right near the Woodward's gentrification development. And so different community groups here in Vancouver, in the downtown east side, different groups on campus, as well as people from directly affected communities, got together to challenge that decision. And we've been organizing around Mining Justice Week, which happens in May, where we've tried to shut down some of their AGMs, the mining company's AGMs. Yeah, there's a lot of propaganda that the mining companies put out on a regular basis.